don't know what to get your significant other for that special occasion, then head over to giftingnap.com. The team at Gifting Map has curated an amazing collection of great gifts for that special guy or girl in your life. Visit giftingnap.com today. This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
We head now to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Brian Baldinger is NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL to see all his Baldy breakdowns. Thursday Night Football continues. Panthers, Steelers on Fox tonight. NFL Network, Amazon Prime Video. Brian, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Matt, I'm doing great. We're cruising here, Matt. You know, we're in November. We're getting pretty close here to deciding which teams are going to represent each conference in this playoff. So it's time. If you're going to be a good team, now's the time to start showing it.
I'm curious your thoughts on the Carolina Panthers, who will play tonight against the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road, because Carolina's 6-2, and they have a chance. They're only a half a game behind the Saints, and they've got two games remaining with New Orleans. They scored a record 35 points in the first half last week for them as a franchise against Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a big win. What do you make of this team, and are they a legitimate team to bring up in terms of the NFC?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've won three in a row. And really, if you go back to Washington a month ago, they were in that game right to the end. They just couldn't make a play at the end. But, you know, they've been scoring in the 30s a bunch this year. And if you just have to really look at what Norv Turner is doing, I mean, he's never had a playbook like this before, but he's never coached Cam. And he's never had Christian McCaffrey and, you know, the Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore. And these guys are, you know, he's figuring out a way to really create offense for these players, and it's a dynamic offense. They're fun to watch. It's a party, and I think they're really onto something. They picked up a really good corner, Dante Jackson from LSU. He's locked down the right corner job, and you know they've quietly just put together a really good football team. And Cam is playing as well as he's ever played.
Hmm. On the other side, Pittsburgh's coming off of a very big win over the Ravens, and here we have this Le'Veon Bell story kind of hanging out here, a video of him, you know, in Pittsburgh working out but not reporting to the team as of yet, as of this time. And what do you make of Le'Veon Bell's decision to do what he's done this season and not show up even yet here to the Steelers?
Well, to me, first of all, I mean, I never ever criticize any player making a business decision. This was clearly a business decision. He didn't want to play in a franchise tag. He's looking for a long-term contract with upfront money. I understand that, and players have to make that decision. But James Conner is more productive. And so he's on pace for over 2,000 yards and over 20 touchdowns. And, you know, Le'Veon Bell hasn't ever put those kind of numbers up. And if you look at James Conner now versus what Le'Veon Bell was last year, he's better than him in every category. And I'm not saying James Conner is hands down a better player than Le'Veon Bell, but the Pittsburgh Steelers don't notice any difference right now. James Conner is having a great season, a breakout season, and their offense is humming right now. So, look, I mean, Le'Veon Bell made a business decision, but the Pittsburgh Steelers made a decision too, and they're going with James Conner, and it'd be kind of silly right now to make any kind of a move at that position.
Does tonight's game come down to who gets to move the football on the ground? The Steelers' defense is sneaky good against the run. They've been suspect against the pass, and teams like the Chiefs have lit them up, you know, throwing the football. But running the ball is tough to do, and the Panthers have to run the ball to win a game, to win most games. Is this about who, if the Panthers can run, they win? If not, they lose?
Well, you know, Matt, not all runs are the same. And so the Steelers have to defend a running game that I think is the most versatile in the NFL. You've got to defend a 260-pound quarterback that can run it as well as anybody. You've got a bunch of different backs, and you've got receivers that run it. I mean, Curtis Samuel runs it, and DJ Moore runs it, and they run these fly sweeps, and they have all this motion. It's a different type of run. It's not I formation, we're coming right at you, let's go play in a phone booth. It's not like that. So the Panthers are right now, offensively, I mean, they're number one in the league in rush average. Mm-hmm. You know, they're averaging over 5 yards a carry, but they do it a different way. So the Steelers on a short week have to get ready, and it's difficult. They've got to get ready for the most difficult run game, I think, to stop in the league right now.
Interesting. Other big news, Dez Bryant's going to play with the Saints. He signs a one-year deal. I know people are kind of split on his talents and whether or not he's got much left in the tank, but isn't this a no-risk, potentially all-reward move for the Saints?
I think so. I think it is. I was a little curious why they're doing it. I mean, look, nobody can cover Michael Thomas right now, but I guess they're looking for somebody else if they decide to cover him. You know, maybe it would be good to have another option. You know, between him and Kamara, nobody could cover either one of them. But I would say this. I like Dez personally. I really do. I mean, he's an easy guy to like, man. He wears all his emotions right on his sleeves, you know, right where he's coming from. But I'll say this. I think you'll get the most motivated Dez Bryant you could possibly get. Now, can he get past corners? Can he win jump balls like he couldn't do last year? You know, can he win? All those kind of things. I don't know yet. But I know this. You're going to get the most motivated Dez Bryant that that we've probably seen in a while.
Adrian Peterson was thought to have been done, and then the Fountain of Youth came back, and he's doing amazing things. Would it be completely shocking is if, with Sean Payton in that offense, that Dez Bryant finds a role that is really effective in the playoffs for the Saints?
It won't be shocking because basically Sean Payton and Drew Brees run the – I mean, they run the team. They run the offense. The defense is good enough. They're really good in some areas, and they're getting better in others. But offensively, I mean, Drew Brees makes all the decisions, and it's all, you know, carefully charted out by Sean and Drew during the week. But whatever role that Dez is going to have, they're not going to bring him in there and freeze him out. I mean, he's going to be a part of the offense, and they have a way of just taking players and plugging them in. I mean, we've seen – I think right now in Drew's career in New Orleans, I think he's thrown to, like, over 65 different players. And a lot of the players that he throws to, they go to other teams. They don't do anything. But Drew has a way of making guys not just comfortable but inclusive, and he just – he's just good at it. He's just Willie Snead. Came out of Ball State. Nobody ever heard of him. He had a career. Now he still. Guys get their careers when they play with Drew Brees and the Saints.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable as to where they are coming off of a huge win over the Rams, and the Rams go back at home where they'll pick on a Seattle Seahawks team that had a pretty big win. Has been playing up and down, but has been playing better of late. What do you if the Rams and the Saints play on a neutral field? Who wins that game?
Well, I don't know that home field was that big of a deal, to be honest with you. I mean, the Rams, that offense travels well. I mean, they took Todd Gurley out of the game. You know, he had a limited exposure. They fell behind, so they had to throw it and kind of took him out of the game. But, I think if you played 10 times, I think you might get a 50-50 split. Both teams are really good, and they really have – you know, they have excellent personnel. You know, Aaron Donald did not really change the game the way he had the last couple of weeks, but they did a good job of neutralizing. The Saints have a great offensive line. So do the Rams. I mean, I think if you played them 10 times, you probably just have to flip a coin. They probably split it 50-50, and if you're on a neutral field, it's probably the same thing.
Interesting. We talked about the Panthers, who I think is the most underappreciated, under-talked about team in the NFC, but the Chargers might be that for the AFC. And when they get Bosa back and they get fully healthy, how dangerous could this Charger team be going down the stretch?
Very. Very dangerous. I think they had the best free agent signing when they signed Mike Pouncey from Miami. I mean, he's been outstanding. And he's really solidified the offensive line that has been a weakness for years with Phillip Rivers, but they can run the ball. They've got two backs. Austin Eckler is as talented, kind of change the pace back with Melvin Gordon. They've got the fleet of receivers. I think they're going to get Hunter Henry back as well at some point. Defensively, this Derwin James is a star, and Melvin Ingram is a star. And if they get Joey Bosa back down the stretch, they're going to be a tough out because offensively, I think Phillip Rivers is playing as well, if not better than he's ever played. And maybe he's got the best core receivers he's ever thrown to. So they're really good, and they've gotten off the slow starts in past years. They didn't do that this year. They haven't been greatly injured so far. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, Joey Bosa and Hunter Henry aren't great injuries. They were, but they had them early in the year where they kind of learned how to play without them. So it could be a real bonus if they get them back.
Baldy, again on this, we look at that division and look at the Chiefs and how great they have been and how the public has just fallen in love with Patrick Mahomes. But historically speaking, November and December and even January for Andy Reid have been, it's been a house of horrors for his in particular last 2 years with Kansas City. Is this Chief team going to be different or the same old story when it comes to late in the year with Andy Reid coach team?
Well, I don't know that he's ever had the number one offense in football in Kansas City in 5 years. I mean, this is the number one offense in football, so it's different than what it's been. I don't think, they won't be able to score like they couldn't score against Pittsburgh at home or against Tennessee last year in the first half of these games. I mean, they were held with I can't see a team coming into Kansas City or Kansas City going someplace and shutting them out for a half of football. Yeah. And so where they're playing from behind in the second half like they did. So I don't know. I think this looks different to me. Patrick Mahomes is different. We don't know what it's going to be like. He's never been in the playoffs. It's a different game in the playoffs. But he's the most exciting player in this league right now. And the offense is cooking. I just don't see him falling apart. They lost the right guard. They overcame that. They've lost players. But Mahomes seems to sort of make up for everything that they've lost.
That's so true. He's Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Baldy NFL Deal, the Baldy Breakdowns. Joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Brian, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Okay. My pleasure, Matt. Thank you.
That is Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. We have some breaking Steelers news to get to you. Also, some breaking college football coaching news next. Stick around. Pushing the Odds. SB Nation Radio.